This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2171. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded December 29th, Alaska, Albania, Algeria, Antarctica, Brazil, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, Finland, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Korea South, Kurdistan, Moldova, Mongolia, Morocco, Netherlands, Norway, Peru, Russia, Switzerland, Taiwan, Tibet, USA, Vanuatu, World Radio TV Handbook, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Attracting a lot of attention on December 27th was an experiment by the HAARP facility in Alaska, HAARP, normally used for studying the ionosphere of this planet. Brought to our attention first by Tom, DF5JL. They were beaming signals at a near-Earth asteroid in order to study its composition. It seems that HF signals would penetrate further into its surface than conventional radar wavelengths. Thus, the frequency they chose was 9.6 megahertz. The idea was to hear a signal bouncing back, which of course would be much weaker and delayed by 5 or 6 seconds because of the distance. Of course, it would be so weak that it's hardly likely that anyone with consumer equipment could possibly hear the reflections. But some major radio telescopes were also tuning for it. Don Bowman in Alberta comments, I can't imagine hearing any reflection of that tiny asteroid at such a low frequency. It's plenty hard at VHF with a much larger moon to reflect and much more focused transmit energy. But it's good PR for HAARP and gets hams and SWLs involved, so a good effort. And helps deflect that conspiracy theory nonsense, too. The experiment was to run between 17 and 23 UT. Walt Simonov in BC, closer to Alaska, says, I'm hearing sweeps between 9585 and 9615 at 1735. I could not hear it that early, but by 2204 UT on December 27th, sitting on 9600 in sideband, I was hearing blips crossing the frequency, exactly once every 2 seconds, sounding like an ionosphere, but more often. Many listeners posted screenshots of the waterfalls so we could see what the blipping looked like. Here's a sample that DF5JL recorded, just like what I was hearing. On December 29th, Harold Sellers in BC says, the English broadcasts of Radio Tirana, Albania, that were at 0600 and 2230 on WRMI, have been deleted, neither heard today, and the System H schedule on WRMI's website no longer shows them. Alex Canavos in Chattanooga says he cannot hear them via their website, either couldn't get a stream to work at Radio Tirana's international service. But Jean-Michel Aubier in France was able to hear them via a numerical URL. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes that there's now a collision between Algeria and another station on 15410 between 16 and 1630 UT. That's Radioni Dire Chagar in Afan Aromo via France, scheduled Monday through Friday with 500 kilowatts. Meanwhile, the Wurgla site in Algeria is also on 15410 for longer hours, presumably with their Holy Quran program in Arabic. I'm monitoring this week for LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, as audible into Argentine remotes. Saturday, December 24th, no signal at all from 15 UT. Wednesday, December 28th, they were on the air at first, already at 1457, and lasted a while, but chopped off the air by 1520. They did say it was the 38th program of the 2022 cycle, and I wouldn't be surprised if they take a few weeks off while the new all-female crew rotates in. Following DX publication of a list of Brazilian active and inactive shortwave stations, I had to say that many on the active list had really not been reported in a long time. Jorge Freitas in Brazil agrees. These are the only Brazilian radios currently active on shortwave. RNA on 6180, Inconfidencia on 6010 and 15190 are not always active, All the others are not only inactive, but disabled. And Radio Educação Rural de Jafé on 4925 in Amazonas is very rarely active. And then he provides this list of stations that are active, according to him, in frequency order. I'm just going to mention the frequencies. 15190, 11895, 11815, 11780, 9665, 9550, 6180, 6080, 6010, 5940, 4985, 4905, 4885. There are two of them there. He's referring to Radio Clube do Pará. But there is at least one more which he missed, because I keep hearing it's just barely audible carrier, on its distinctive off-frequency, Radio 9 de Julio, on 9819.106, as I measured it December 29th at 0725. Gary Pence, using the remote in Argentina, was getting a fine signal and recorded an ID at 0600, which was 3 a.m. local time. It starts right after they announce the shortwave frequency as 9820.
31 metros, pela internet, radio9dejulio.com.br e nas redes sociais, acesse arroba Rádio 9 de Julho, Rádio 9 de Julho Católica, uma emissora da Fundação Metropolitana Paulista, São Paulo, Brasil. Catedral da Sé, informa a hora certa. 3 horas.
About Radio Congo, Brazzaville, 6115. Dan Robinson says, nice to be able to still hear Congo, one of the few remaining stations on shortwave from Africa. At 17 UT, the day after Christmas, in French with mentions of Congo and Rwanda. In the clear, via the Malvalia remote in Switzerland, which has provided superb reception over the years. I wonder if it's still possible to hear it directly in the mornings. Ron Howard in California says, I've checked a few times after 0515 UT, but I've only heard Japan, which of course at midwinter is coming in the earliest times of the year on the same frequency. However, in Spain, Manuel Mendez does report it directly in the morning with a very weak signal, December 25th at 0545 to 0609. He also hears it in the evening, such as December 24th at 1714 to 1739, also very weak in French and vernacular. I was still hearing a Radio Havana Cuba second harmonic on December 23rd, 10080 at 0741. Much better than the fundamental 5040, but not since. Radio Rebelle comes and goes on 5025, but December 29th at 0737, it was 1 kilohertz off, 5024, but no harmonic. Even if you're not hearing any Havana, on the 4 possible frequencies on the 6 megahertz band late at night, it pays to check higher bands. December 29th at 0729, there they were on 11670. A very good signal, unlike others on 25 meters at that hour, but in Spanish. In the past, this has also been in English. When on the air at all, some Radio Cairo Egypt frequencies are 2.5 kilohertz off frequency, above or below. Observed December 28th by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria at 18 UT, Italian, 9902.5. At 19 to 20, German, 9832.5. At 20 in French, 9902.5 again. Also, Jorge Freitas tells us that Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia heard Cairo in Portuguese on 9887.5 at 2245. But Jorge says the following broadcast in Spanish, December 28th at 0119, was actually on 9900. Mika Mikkelainen has filed another extensive report on his latest de-expedition to Finnish Lapland. It's not only about medium wave, but what the scenery and the environment is like. You can find this and previous reports at dxing.info under de-expeditions. This is his report number AIH163. He was also visited by a BBC television reporter, and there's a link to that piece also. The Voice of Indonesia relay via WRMI at 08 UT is really too late for me to listen to much. Sometimes I hear the start of it on 7780. December 23rd, there was March music, sign on in English, mentioning no shortwave frequencies but voinews.id, and then a song before they finally started the news at 8:04:30. This was on a Friday, so it confirms that OTH Radio is not replacing it as was originally publicized. However, on December 29th, Ron Howard was listening to the same broadcast and says it started at 0800 in English with some news and music, but at 0804 it cut off VOI audio and was replaced with Phil Music. Also, Ron Howard points out that there are two different English services from Voice of Indonesia, Channel 1 and Channel 2 in Roman numerals. He says, I often checked 3325 to determine which. At 13UT, they normally have structured programs. But on December 27th, he tuned in the WRMI relay on 7780 and was surprised to find it was not the same Channel 1 format and programs in English on 3325, but instead Channel 2 in English, but more informal format, fairly free-flowing, unstructured DJ playing Western-style pop songs with no indigenous music or songs. So the question is, does WRMI only relay VOI Channel 2? And Hardcore DX Stig Hartvig Nielsen says, the longtime regular station on 5775 or 5780, Harmony, has started using a new frequency, December 27th, 14960 with 800 watts ERP. Reception reports to harmonyqrz at gmail.com. Alan Pennington says this is not to be confused with a totally different Harmony radio in Belgium, whose website, according to Wolfgang Büschel, said it would be ceasing broadcasts at the end of the year. The July item at HF Underground says Harmony radio is a highly active shortwave pirate from the Republic of Ireland, an easy listening music format daily as of June. Broadcasts are many hours long, seem to be automated with a large library of EZL music. One slogan is beautiful music on Harmony has time pips at top of the hour. Dan Robinson says the Japan auction site BuyEe, B-U-Y-E-E, halts exports of amateur other equipment, citing Japanese government regulations. Further discussion of this at swling.com. The suspicion is that they are being too sensitive about the regulations. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us that the Japan Shortwave Club has a 30-minute year-end program, Shortwave World in 2022. It's on HCJB Japanese service of Reach Beyond Australia. Although the program is entirely in Japanese, he's telling us about it in English because it's the last chance to get a JSWC 70th anniversary special EQSL. Send reports to JSWC70QSL at gmail.com. And here are the times of the broadcast. December 30th at 22:30 on 15420. Repeated December 31st at 1100 on 11905. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says that Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea returned to their alternate frequency 5920, signing on at 0753 UT with no North Korean jamming. But it did start at 0912 with a strong pulsating noise. The former frequency was 6045. For Kurdistanish Turkey, Radio Dengue Lot, more reports from Rufus W. Perry in Illinois, NASA Flysheet. On December 21st, it was on 11579.92 at 1334 UT, while the Turkish jammer was still on the former frequency 11540. He says, fun to track these two as they play hide and seek. As of December 23rd, Ivo Ivanov has compiled a new schedule for Dengue Lot, and he has concluded that the transmitter site has changed from France to Tashkent, Uzbekistan, because all the frequencies are approximately 0.2 kHz below nominal. Now I'm going to round them off to speed things up here, but remember those offsets. At 0330, 11540. At 0430, 11550. At 1200, 11580. At 1400, 11530. At 16, 7460. At 17, 7485. At 20, 7470. Until 2200. Switching between frequencies very often happens earlier than the exact time. Via International Vacuum, Internet, FM, AM and Shortwave, World of Radio 2171. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks for financial support this week from John Spicer, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, thanks for keeping the hobby alive and your fine work. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Bill Rusty X this from Cableman.ru. Licenses of 6 Russian and pro-Russian TV channels have been revoked in Moldova since December 19th by the decision of the Commission for Emergency Situations. The ban will remain in effect until the state of emergency is lifted in the country. On December 27th at 01:30, I tune in WRMI 5800, expecting to hear the Voice of Mongolia relay. But instead, in English, it was Radio Slovakia International. And I see on the schedule grid that the Mongolian relays have been deleted. Mongolia was still going as of December 24th, when John Filiozzi said, "In 56 years of DXing, I've never monitored this one directly, but now after all that time, I have the pleasure of hearing it for the first time." However, it turns out that apparently an old program from September had been repeating over and over. Harold Sellers had noticed that the mailbag items were the same from one program to the next. Well, unfortunately, no wonder it's time to quit. Morocco is planning to activate a 400 kilowatt transmitter on Longwave 207 in the near future. It's at Alida Al-Watania, currently with low power on medium wave 540, 596, and 612. This is according to Adam Birchenal in the Medium Wave Circle FB group via Idun's Medium Wave News via AER in Spain. And Peter Jones in the British DX Club, Radio Delta in the Netherlands, plans more broadcasts on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, an intercontinental DX test. December 31st and January 1st between 07 and 16 UT on 6020 and 11730. And 11730 will be on the air in the evening for intercontinental DX tests. I guess they mean after 16 UT. Rusty X, the Dutch low-powered Mike radio, M-I-K-E, which has moved from pirate to licensed since August 1st, is changing frequencies since December 25th. It's from the city of Herde, H-E-R-D-E, in the Netherlands. The new registered schedule is 0 to 16 UT on 5870, 1 kilowatt, omnidirectional on Sundays instead of 5880, and at 16 to 24, 5840, 1 kilowatt omnidirectional, on Sundays instead of 3940, broadcasting may be irregular. Minor of the new schedule for the mighty KBC from the Netherlands for North America, no longer via Germany, but via WRMI, Sundays at 22 to midnight UT on 5950. In the Arctic Radio Club, news about Radio Northern Star in Norway. They got new licenses, effective December 21st, for 3 AMs and 1 digital FM. But they've had technical problems. They had to switch off 1611 since they could no longer remote control it. Shortwave 5895 went down almost immediately after December 16th due to a transmitter fault. Not known whether it can be repaired. Doubtful they get anything from the insurance company. So at the moment, there is only online reception. Or somewhere in Latin America, I suggest we patrol the tropical bands on New Year's Eve in case some stations have extended broadcasts or even reactivated temporarily idle shortwave transmitters which still work. This used to happen quite a lot, also on Christmas Eve, but nothing like that heard here. Walt Salmony refers us to an interesting story at Radio Free Europe. Russian gets prison sentence for broadcasting fake news of Moscow's Ukraine invasion. You should be able to find it at the rferl.org website by searching on the keyword name of the station, V-O-V-A-N. Mike Terry sends a story from Red Tech. After multiple postponements, Switzerland FM switch-off is planned for December 31st, 2024. The main reason for the migration are to minimize operational costs and increase diversity through a more extensive offer. DAB Plus allows more radio stations to operate. That is from www.redtech.pro. Bruce Churchill in California says, "Nice to get a Christmas surprise from Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, on 9410. For a reception report via remote on the California coast, the package included a full day to QSL and a colorful tourism magnet and a very nice planner and journal leatherette-bound notebook, probably the most elaborate QSL package received from any shortwave station, in my recent memory, anyway. Report was sent by postal mail, but they do have an email address you could try fushinge at ms63.hinet.net. Nod replies, I heard them December 29th on 9410 and 9774, going off at 0900. Unable to hear 15375. Mr. Fleshy, Rufus W. Perry in Illinois, about Voice of Tibet. He says registrations imply they alternate transmitter sites, starting at Dushanbe, Tajikistan at 1300, and jumping to Tashkent, Uzbekistan at 1306, and back and forth. But he says no way, as the first two segments were from the same transmitter, judging from their audio fingerprints, namely 9863.98 to start at 1303, and at 1306 jump to 9886.98. Another holiday tradition is a low-power transmission on 486 kHz. It's WI2XLQ, a commemorative experimental station in Forest, Virginia. It's in honor of Reginald Fessenden, who allegedly carried out the first broadcast of Voice and Music on Christmas Eve in 1906. Not too away, Jay Novello in Wake Forest, North Carolina, was hearing it, and also Brock Whaley in Aiken, South Carolina. But for most of us, we needed to listen to a remote receiver such as one around Washington, D.C. Scheduled to run for 24 hours starting at 18 UT on both December 24th and 31st. Some varieties and music such as O Holy Night repeated over and over. Concerned about police scanning being encrypted to prevent the public from overhearing, there's a story in the Chicago Tribune of December 23rd via Mike Cooper. Look it up. Mayor candidates oppose Chicago police scanner encryption. It seems the current mayor has said this should be done, but her opponents say not. Not yet confirmed here, but it seems the newish Friday 0830 broadcast of World Radio on WRMI has already been replaced by LTH Radio on 5850. Maybe we are still on 5010. Also on December 28th, our Wednesday 22 UT broadcast on WBCQ could not go on 7490 because that transmitter is out of order. Instead, its programming has been switched to 5130, including World of Radio at least that time. We don't know for how much longer. Most of this is concerns programming before 03 UT, when 5130 is dedicated to different programming from Radio Angela. 9330 continues to be missing much of the time, and a recent tweet from Alan Wiener mentioned 6160 and 5130 as the only BCQ frequencies. In a period of high winds, they had to turn them off because the power kept getting interrupted hard on the transmitters. Our own diesel generator is not yet operational. Although we disagree with his politics and religion, we're sorry to learn that another voice on WRMI, Bishop Bob Bierman, is ailing. Richard Langley says, is he not well? On the introduction to A Truth to Ponder on 5950 December 23rd, he said he's preparing for another surgery and doesn't have the energy to produce a new episode, so it would rerun one from a year ago. Radio Guy, VE3SNE, replies, yes, he said he wished someone was able to take over the broadcasts. More tests and surgery in January. It's bladder cancer. Bob Bierman is the voice you often hear on WRMI IDs, not giving his name, other than Jeff White. Find his two shows at multiple times on the WRMI schedules, Truth to Ponder and Your Weekend Show. Derek Hogan says Texas Radio Shortwave is no longer on WBCQ or Channel 292, just WRMI. And they have a Texas New Year two-hour show starting UT January 1st at 0100 on 5950. The second hour only repeats on January 1st at 12 and at 21 on 15770. On Facebook, the Arctic Radio Club MV Echo. Some DX tests are taking place from WNJC 1360, Washington Township, New Jersey. This came from someone at the station, Duke Heyman. He says, we'll be going dark in about 30 days. This was as of December 23rd. Until then, I will be playing a DX test at midnight EST every night for 1 hour. That is 05 to 06 UT. This is the Black Coffee DX test that Les Rayburn created. A sad moment, but after 25 years of working on WNJC, it may be coming to an end. If the stars align, I may get back on the air within a year. Otherwise, enjoy this last chance to hear WNJC 1360 AM from Washington Township, New Jersey. WTFTA Jim Thomas says, Weird Al Radio, WKZG 104.3 in Seymour, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Your eyes are not deceiving you. KZ 104.3 is flipping to WFZZ, effective January 3rd. They ended their all Christmas music marathon and began studying as Weird Al Radio. Time will tell what the real format becomes, but for the time being, that's their current branding and format. If you're within earshot of the signal, it might be interesting to give them a listen. There was more about this at Radio Insight, December 27. The Alpocalypse has reached Woodward Communications. Adult Contemporary KZ104.3 ended its Christmas marathon and began stunning as Weird Al Radio. The website is www.kz1043.com. Playing off the recent debut of the movie depiction of his life, the station is playing nonstop music from the library of Weird Al Yankovic. The first songs heard were Amish Paradise, White and Nerdy, Smells Like Nirvana, Dare to Be Stupid, and I Love Rocky Road. A format change has been expected for WKZG as it applied in November to change call letters to WFZZ effective Tuesday, January 3rd. In case you're wondering, Radio Vanuatu has remained on 7260, both before and after 07UT. I can usually detect at least a barely audible carrier and sometimes some modulation when I check at various times between 07 and 08. From his advantageous location on the California coast, Ron Howard says, Nonstop listening, December 26th at 0640 to 0840. Outstanding reception the whole time, nicely readable. Probably my best ever reception. And oh, when will they ever go back to the announced frequency 3945, which can harmonize to 7890 and 11835? Even when there are no U.S. or Cuban signals just above 5,000 kHz, we've been hearing an open carrier at 5051.0. What could it be? Not only me, but Ron Howard and others also report it. It could be a utility in standby mode for radio teletype, if not a broadcaster. Art Delibear in Maryland says it was fading in as early as 21UT on December 29th. Ivo Ivanov has compiled lots of B-22 schedules by country or subject at his blog. You can find them at swldxbulgaria.blogspot.com. The new World Radio TV Handbook 2023 will be coming out later in January. Now they've given us their prices. They are the same in euros and U.S. dollars. For the web app only, $24.90. Book, $39.90. Both for $49.90. Or in Great Britain pounds, $34.90 or $44.90. Add shipping costs. They'll be available in their web shop on Amazon through some DX clubs and other distribution channels. More info at wrth.org. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Minor storms expected January 3rd with ANK peaking at 18 and 5, and then on January 19th peaking at 25 and 5. Solar flux rising from 130 January 2nd to a peak of 140 January 4th to 8th. And down to 120 by January 17th. Wishing everyone a better New Year 2023. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2171 with a standard disclaimer.